This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Last year, the Mavericks celebrated their 30th anniversary, and to kick off their fourth decade as a band, they're going back to their roots with a brand new album, En Español. Though they've done some songs in Spanish in the past, En Español, as the title suggests, is their first album entirely in Spanish. Today, I'll be chatting with Mavericks bandleader Raúl Malo and guitarist Eddie Perez about the record, a collection of originals as well as their own versions of a diverse selection of Latin American classics, some of which they remember from their own childhoods. And you'll hear live performances of some of those songs too, beginning with Poder Vivir. This is The Mavericks on World Cafe. That was Poder Vivir, a new one from the Mavericks. It's from their new album, En Español. And today I'm joined by the leader of the Mavericks, Raúl Malo, and lead guitarist, Eddie Perez. Welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Could I have each of you introduce yourselves, say your names, so we know whose voice is whose?
I'm Raúl Malo.
And I'm Eddie Perez.
Perfect. And I wanted to say, before I said anything else, thank you for this album. Because I feel like right now, with the news being particularly heavy, it's a really great one to put on and just feel better. The last few days, it's been part of my morning routine, and it makes such a difference in my mood for the rest of the day. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
A piece of very good news is that En Español debuted at number one on the Latin pop albums Billboard chart at the beginning of September. So congratulations on that.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you've had top 10 hits on the top country album charts, but this is the first time you've earned a top 10 on the Latin album charts. And it's your first album that's entirely in Spanish, hence the name, En Español. I want to talk about the writing of the lyrics in a little bit, but first, let's talk about the music. You first started thinking of making this album, Raul, when you were working on solo stuff while the Mavericks were on hiatus, but you didn't want to make an all-Spanish album without the rest of the Mavericks. So why was this something you knew you wanted your band for?
First of all, it's a great band. And I knew what I love about the Mavericks is that we're not traditionalist in any way. And so I didn't want this record to be one-dimensional. I didn't want it to be a strictly a salsa record or a mariachi record or a jazz record or this kind of record. I wanted it to be a Mavericks record, which is kind of a hodgepodge. And in doing so, I think really paid tribute to the beautiful variety in Latin culture that exists in this country that I grew up with. You know, Eddie and I grew up on different coasts, but our stories are really similar. And he grew up in a Mexican-American household. I grew up in a Cuban-American household. But when we talk about our growing up, our music, the music that was listened to at home by the family on picnics, on hanging out, a lot of it is the same music that I grew up with, you know? So, and I wanted it to be a celebration of that. And I thought the Mavericks would be the perfect vehicle for that.
And after having this idea kind of floating around in your head for a long time, was there a reason that it was important to you to make this album like now?
Well, I will say this, and I think Perez can attest to this, is that we when we started this project, and Perez, Eddie and I have had these conversations way before Mavericks got back together in 2012. One thing that we were sure of is that we were not going to put a time limit on it. The record has no political messages whatsoever. But I do think that the irony is certainly not lost on any of us that here's a band that has had commercial success in the country music world and in the Americana world. And at this point in time, with everything that has been thrown at, you know, all the rhetoric that has been thrown at immigrants and in particular the Latin community, you know, it's hard not to take that personally, you know, and I'm the son of immigrants. I'm first generation. And I grew up in a country that presented amazing opportunities. I wouldn't be here if this country were different, you know, back then, as certain, you know, the politics of the day dictate, where, you know, we're trying to eliminate or get rid of certain types of immigration and just really rallying against changing our policies, I guess, and our attitudes. But, you know, that's not the country that I grew up in. And I think that sends a subtle message, you know, and if somebody hears this album and realizes that, yeah, this is a melting pot. This country is a melting pot. The Mavericks are the embodiment of the melting pot. We have all walks of life in our band. And if this is the time for this record to come out, then so be it. You know, we'll deal with it. I'm okay with it. We're all okay with it.
I want to talk to you both about your childhood musical roots in just a minute. And we're going to hear more songs from En Español in a few minutes. But first, we are going to go back to one of those Spanish language songs that you've written over your career from 2013, the album In Time. We're going to hear a performance that you sent us. It's Ven Hacia a Mí, performed by the Mavericks on World Cafe.
Soy un lucero. pueda decir. Más y más, más y más, más y más. Ven hacia mí, olé, ven hacia mí, olé, ven hacia mí, olé, ven hacia mí.
You just heard the song Ven Hacia Mi, performed by the Mavericks on World Cafe. It's from their 2013 album, In Time. They have a new album out now, their first album where all the lyrics are in Spanish. It's called, fittingly, En Español. My name is Raina Duras. Today, I'm joined by the Mavericks frontman, Raul Malo, and lead guitarist, Eddie Perez, to talk about that new album. Both of you grew up in the States, but you have Latin roots. Raul, you grew up in Miami. Your parents came there from Cuba. What kind of music, you know, there was music playing in your house. What kind of music do you really remember being played in your house when you were growing up?
Yeah. I mean, music was an integral part of the child rearing process in our house, you know. Like my dad, I know that my dad did not like Led Zeppelin. right? But he never told me to turn it down, or that it sounded like racket, or that it was terrible, or you know what I mean? He never like impugned my taste, you know? And you know, you're a kid, you're listening to rock and roll, you're taking it all in, you're listening to The Clash, you know? I know they didn't like The Clash, but they never told me to turn it down. And then when they'd hear something that they liked, they'd go, oh, well, that's really good. What is that? And then we'd go back and forth. And in turn, I did the same thing. I paid them the same courtesy. And I didn't like everything they listened to, but then every once in a while, they'd be like, hey, what was that? What was that, Dad? What was that? Oh, that was Johnny Cash. Oh, I'd never heard that. What was that? You know? And so you just having that sort of atmosphere in the house, it really opened you up to a lot of different possibilities. And in turn, I ended up appreciating all kinds of music. And I found, you know, Elvis to me was a great connector of that little thread, you know, that runs through all music. And I remember, you know, I'm listening to It's Now or Never, and I'm just thinking it's the greatest rock and roll record I've ever heard. And then my mom showed me that it was an Italian aria that had been converted to a rock and roll song by a very clever man, or clever people, you know, Elvis being one of them. And I just thought that was the most genius thing I had ever heard. And it was like a lightning bulb kind of moment, you know, where it's like, okay, there it is. There's that thread. It's amazing. It blows my mind. And I've spent my entire life looking for that.
And when it came to playing music, I understand that it was your grandfather on your mom's side who gave you your first guitar. So what was it that prompted him to give you that gift in the first place?
Probably to shut me up. Like, hey, yeah, here, just take it, kid. You know, oh, come on, let me have it. Yeah, take it, you know. I think there was probably a little bit of that. But I think, you know, he was a great guy. He was very kind to me. And I loved being raised by my grandparents, you know, because mom and dad were working. So, I think he recognized at least that I wanted to play, you know. I mean, I wasn't like a child prodigy or anything like that, you know. But it was just like, oh, he wants to play. Let's hear it. And he gave me his guitar, which I still have, in storage. You know, and it wasn't anything fancy, but it was his guitar.
One of the songs that you play on the new album, you said, is your grandfather's favorite song. I'm going to need your help pronouncing this properly.
Me olvidé de vivir. That's it. And that's it's a Julio Iglesias, made famous by Julio Iglesias years ago. And I remember him singing it. To me, it's one of those songs that, yeah, it was a hit for Julio Iglesias, of course. But if you take it as a song just at face value and you listen to it, it's really, it's like a Glen Campbell song. It's like a John Hartford song. It's like, it's one of those story, troubadour type songs, you know?
Let's just hear a little bit of that right now. That was a bit of the song Me Olvidé de Vivir, originally performed by Julio Iglesias, there by the Mavericks, from their new album En Español. I'm speaking with Raul Malo and Eddie Perez of the Mavericks today on World Cafe. So that's a song that was a favorite of Raul's grandfather. Eddie, when you hear these older songs that you've chosen to cover on this album, where does it take you? Are there memories that these bring up in your mind?
Oh, geez, absolutely. Sabor a mí was a song that I can't remember not knowing. I mean, jumping back a little bit, you know, my existence, as Raul said, you know, we grew up in different parts of the country and we meet in the middle to make this music together, and it's been the joy of my life, certainly. But music was always in the house. My biggest influence was definitely my father. And he wasn't a musician, but man, did he love music. I mean, all kinds of music. And whenever we had family parties, which is seemed, at least when I was a kid, it seemed like we had family parties every weekend. But I would be in there with the adults late at night while all the kids were running around and being terrible. The family would get together inside the living room, and my grandfather would bring out the guitars. And he was kind of a mariachi musician, you know, not professional, but on the weekends he would play. And so he always would, he'd be the ringleader. He'd give everybody something. Whether you knew how to play an instrument or not, he didn't care. He wanted to be everybody to be involved musically, you know. And so I grew up with that. Sabor a Mi was one of the songs that they would sing all the time. I mean, it was a classic even back then. So to me, my family is certainly a Latino, very passionate family, and with a flair for the dramatic, certainly. But that song for me is such a staple in my soul. And so to be able to be a part of the energy where we get to rediscover that song through the outfit of the Mavericks is such a proud moment for me.
Okay, well, let's hear a little bit of that from the record too. Sabor a Mi from the Mavericks.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor, nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor, pero tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría con abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di que por fuerza tienes ya sabor a mí.
That was the Mavericks, Sabor a Mi. This is World Cafe. I'm speaking to Raul and Eddie from the Mavericks today. So we've talked about a couple of the songs that are very personally important to you that are on this album. And there are a few other songs you've chosen to cover for this album. We're going to hear one that you're performing live for us in just a moment called No Vale La Pena. First of all, why did you choose to do a version of this song?
The simple answer is just because we loved it. You know, we wanted to do a Juan Gabriel song. He's an important artist, I think, to all of us. I mean, his music resonated in my house and Eddie's house and Michael, our accordion player's house. You know, I mean, he's a god as far as Mexican music goes, you know, not only for his voice and his style, but lyrically, his music, and also his artistry. I mean, he combined a lot of different things, and it wasn't just strict mariachi stuff. He combined pop elements with the mariachi things, and he was just, he was a superstar, just a legend, and we thought it'd be part of the Mavericks' history, and the DNA is this music.
Well, let's hear it. This is the Mavericks with No Vale La Pena on World Cafe.
Muy poquito. No vale. vale la pena. Date cuenta de eso, de lo que tú me has dado. Es una miseria, son muy pocos besos para un enamorado. Vale la pena.
That was the Mavericks performing No Vale La Pena from their new album, En Español. Today, I'm talking to Mavericks frontman Raúl Malo and guitarist Eddie Perez about the record. That song that we just heard is a cover. There are lots of songs on this album that you wrote yourself, all in Spanish. Raúl, given that it's the first all-Spanish Mavericks album, and in the past you've written mostly in English, did you feel any trepidation going into the lyric writing process?
Well, sure. I mean, I'm fluent in Spanish and I can speak it and I can read it, but certainly writing a song is a different challenge. But you know, I've surrounded myself with a bunch of young Cuban artists that are really proficient, you know, and certainly Spanish is their first language. And I'm talking about Lisette Diaz from Sweet Lizzy Project, who we brought over from Havana and signed to our label. And then along with her group, we also brought over Alejandro Menendez, who is our videographer and our content creator, photographer. And Alejandro is also, he's a writer. It's a great creative relationship because he's got such a great command of the language. And I can, you know, spew out ideas and then we could figure out a way how to not only... would he give me the words to sing, but also we would go back and forth because not every, you know, it's not a direct translation. You know, you have
right,
to,
of course.
You have to be able to be able to sing it. And so it's a different skill set.
I heard Alejandro also had a pretty interesting rhyming dictionary that he brought over. Could you tell us about that?
Oh man, it's a beautiful, I mean, it's like, it looks like something out of like a movie, like National Book of Treasures or something. It's like, it's an old Argentinian rhyming dictionary and it's from the 30s. And so the language that is in there is not even used anymore, you know, but it is so beautiful. And so we use some of it, you know, to, why not, you know, that part of it was really fun, you know, using language that you don't hear that often. It's not that it's not used, you just don't hear it that often.
I'm speaking to Raúl Malo and Eddie Perez from the Mavericks today on World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris. As a band who have had success in the country and American roots world and is now topping the Latin American music charts, I'd love to hear from each of you how you think that those two genres tie together and what you feel is the relationship or the connection between those two musical worlds. Eddie, do you want to start?
Well, in our case, the connection is probably just us. I mean, it's been our lives. You know, we've spent a lot of time in country music together and separately. You know, I too have had my adventures with other artists and musicians in the country music world. And once you start getting into that world, you start seeing, especially with musicians, how small the pool really is. And so everybody knows each other, and there is such a reverence and such a love for this band. And it seems that I think people caught on a long time ago that if they're going to be fans of ours, they're very adventurous and they're along for the ride no matter what.
Raúl, how do you feel about that connection between those two sort of different musical worlds?
Well, I to me, it's a natural one. You know, like I said, you know, we live to find that little thread that connects all kinds of music. And we've always pushed that within ourselves to find that thread. And to me, you know, musicians themselves build up barriers and walls. You know, I constantly hear, if you play jazz, well, you can't play mariachi. If you play mariachi, you can't play salsa. If you play salsa, you can't do this. And so even musicians who we're not supposed to build walls and barriers, we build them up ourselves. you know, if you're an Americana artist, then you're supposed to have a banjo in the band and you're supposed to have a fiddle. There's that sort of barrier. And it's like, no, Americana is far more vast than that. You know, I'm always for pushing it, and I'm, and if it makes people uncomfortable, good, so be it. We should be uncomfortable, you know, and we should challenge our preconceived notions. And this is a time for reckoning. This is a time to challenge every preconceived notion that we've ever had. You know, it's like, and face it, and face some hard truths. And like, we're proud of our heritage. We're proud of the work the Mavericks have done throughout the years. This Spanish record is that ultimate connector to all of it, because if you listen to this record, really, and you take away the Spanish lyrics and it's just English, it's another Mavericks record. And the Mavericks, to me, represent that connection and that sort of, and living on, finding that little thread that connects us.
I think that's a wonderful way to leave this conversation. But before we go, let's hear Recuerdos from the Mavericks on Roll Cafe. Recuerdos, the Mavericks, performing a song from their new album, En Español. Today, I've been speaking to Raul Malo and Eddie Perez of the Mavericks. Raul, Eddie, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having us. It was a pleasure.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more on World Cafe.